Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That the message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witness to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shouts of rejoicing and salvation echo in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death. This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man, dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Easter is the only
feast, the only celebration on the church calendar that is set according to nature rather than according to the calendar. The date of Easter is determined by the rising of the moon. You noticed the full moon the last couple of days? I don't know for sure which day was actually the full moon. I think it was Friday. Easter is always the first Sunday after the first full moon of the spring equinox. Well, that means that in the Western Hemisphere, that coincides with the beginning of spring and the new life that spring begins. So it makes sense that our Easter greetings are filled with little bunnies and lambs, with blooming flowers and eggs, all signs of new life, all signs of spring and things coming to life again. It makes sense that we decorate our crosses and our worship space with lilies that seem to trumpet out the Alleluia of Easter, the good news of the resurrection. New life, resurrection, Alleluia, springtime. In the midst of all that joy, that last line of Mark's gospel just doesn't seem to fit. The women went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The women were afraid. Mark uses this phrase, terror and amazement. And I wonder, why did he add that fear to this resurrection story? In the first century, when Mark wrote these words, when the gospel was first written, the people were living under the reign of Nero. You've heard of Nero, one of the most notorious of all persecutors of Christians. The people had seen Peter and Paul and many of the disciples martyred. The truth was that these first hearers of the gospel thought that their possibility of death was imminent as well. They were afraid. Where is Jesus now? Where is the Messiah? In the midst of the trials and the sufferings, and perhaps even our death. And the angel tells them where the Messiah is, where Jesus is. He is risen. We believe that good news. We believe that resurrection story. That's why we're here this morning. We are believers. And we know that spring has come. We know that Jesus has been raised from the dead. But we need assurance too. We too experience worries and fears in life. We want to be assured that Jesus is right here in the midst of our troubles. Some of us aren't doing so well in the following of the way of Jesus. Some of us struggle with our ability to believe in the midst of our chaotic and sometimes messy lives. Some of us need more than blooming flowers and a basket of colored eggs to bolster our faith. Some of us need more to give us hope. And that's why we're here this morning. We need that something more. And this is where we get it. We remember our baptism. We eat the bread and wine from this table. We hear and we share in the proclamation of the gospel. We get goosebumps when the choir sings that Alleluia. Get that something more today when we celebrate the joy of baptism with Shane, when we affirm our own baptism, when we welcome new members to our community of faith. The gospel tells that a young man spoke to the women at the tomb on that resurrection day, and he said to them, and he said to us today, Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. I think that's amazing good news. Jesus is going ahead of you. Through all of the trials and the sufferings, through the persecution and the struggles, Jesus was ahead of his disciples. Even if they failed Jesus, Jesus would not fail them. This is good news for us, too. Even if we fail to live as good disciples, Jesus will not fail us. Jesus is going ahead of us. No matter where you go on your journey through life, Jesus is already there. Jesus is with us in our particular sufferings, our struggles, and our worries. Jesus is with us in our joys and in our celebrations. Jesus is going ahead of you into Galilee. No matter where we go in life, he's already there, waiting, preparing, walking with us. It's easy to see Christ in this wonderful Easter worship service, to see God in the presence of the flowers and the music, the beautiful spring weather, to feel him in the waters of baptism, to taste him in the bread and the wine of the Eucharist. But where is the risen Jesus when you get back home? Where is new life? Where is resurrection on Monday morning? Our faith is not perfect. Our following of Jesus is not perfect. Our loving and serving our neighbor is not perfect. But God did not raise Jesus from the dead because we are perfect, or even because we were likely to become perfect. God raised Jesus to life because he loves us. He loves us so much, to borrow a phrase from a friend of mine, Jesus looks at us and says, "You're to die for." The good news on this Easter morning is that Jesus Christ goes ahead of us, and indeed is already there in our home, in our work, in our school, everywhere. No matter where your journey takes you, Jesus Christ is already there. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.